I have one of my best friends in the whole wide world, and the chief evangelist, or U.S. evangelist for Veeam, Chris Henley, here with me. So, Chris, why don't you tell the folks who don't have the privilege to know you, a little bit of who you are and what you do.
Chris Henley, as Matt said, I do evangelism work for Veeam Software. We make virtualization solutions specifically for backup, replication, monitoring, and management.
And, you know, when you think about it, that's a huge topic because it spans all kinds of things. But, you know, I don't want to talk about that just yet because you told me something that was really cool today. Mm-hmm. You had something happen and you guys made a magic quadrant or something or
yes,
other. Tell me about that. What happened?
We're actually pretty happy. Gartner has this thing called the magic quadrant. And they put software and software recommendations into a quadrant for recommendations for enterprise-sized businesses.
Yep.
And today, they actually put Veeam into that magic quadrant. So we're pretty excited. They actually put us in a segment called Visionary Software, which really kind of, you know, pretty cool. I felt kind of nice about that.
I was thinking because V for Veeam and V for Visionary just kind of makes it work it out, but that's where you want to be, right?
Yeah,
that's the magic quadrant.
Yep.
So, but it wasn't just for Veeam. It was for what? Specific workloads, backup and recovery, right?
Backup and recovery workload in the enterprise space.
So when we talk to IT pros, that's probably something hopefully everybody's doing. If you're not backing up, we need to have a talk. You need to call the folks at Veeam or at least do something. Please back up your systems. And that's something everybody's doing, but traditional backup's changing, right? I mean, because your stuff, I know, does across the whole gamut, because normally we're just backing up on-premise, maybe tape or disk.
Right.
So when you look at on-premise in your environment, what are you guys doing there? Where does the backup go?
Well, first thing that's probably most important, Veeam only does virtualization.
Okay.
So V for Veeam, V for virtualization.
V for Visionary.
Right, V for Visionary. All three. Now, people come to me and ask all the time, well, what do I do with my physical systems, my old traditional legacy one server, one hardware.
Yep.
And I tell them, hey, we have great legacy software for backup. Continue to use that. When you move to virtual environments, please make the transition because the two aren't the same.
Yeah.
And so when you start talking about a virtual environment, particularly your ability to not just do the backup, but actually do things with that backup, like why not put it into Windows Azure as a storage? I mean, if I'm making a data repository, I see no reason why I should pay for and maintain a set of disk space when Microsoft has Windows Azure at a fraction of the cost and incredibly more reliable than I'm going to have.
Yeah, really.
Right? So we really push that. As you said, I'm going to make a backup of the virtual machines I have running on-premise, but while I'll still keep a local repository of those virtual machines so that I can get real fast recovery, a couple of minutes, I also want a long-term repository, more like an archive, I guess, and it makes no sense for me to keep that on premises. That should move into a cloud.
Yeah, and I think that's what the biggest change of things. When people look at the cloud now, they're looking to what I would call that core blocking and tackling of IT, and and one of the most core blocking and tackling things that we have inside there is definitely around that backup and recovery segment we have, and it's changing, right? Because when you look at the cloud, there's only two reasons to use the cloud. For strategy purposes, generally for people that need high compute to do a lot of calculations faster than the average bear so they can get their product to market faster.
Mm-hmm.
But the other one, and this is probably where the cloud is going to take off, and the good thing about it, we're still going to have need for on-premise, is to save money.
Yeah.
And you talk about disk storage on-premise versus a SAN, and especially with some of the announcements we had around Windows Server 2012 and tiered storage, the types of things we can do now with JBOD enclosures, which are a fraction, and really the closures themselves are somewhat expensive. It's the drives that go into them.
Right.
On some of those traditionally high-end cost drives that we have. And then you can reach in from that virtualization perspective. So tell me a little bit about how that kind of works under the cover. Because I know I think we get the idea we're changing on-premise to the cloud, and then cloud gives you disaster recovery.
Right.
How's that work under the covers?
Well, when you start talking about under the covers, one of the big changes that we're really looking at, we're really embracing from a Veeam perspective, and I think we see this, you know, broader across our industry, we stopped with the heavy focus on the operating system, and we've started to put a heavier focus on the application. Now, because we focus everything on backup and recovery, that means if I'm going to start looking at a system like Exchange, for example, I want to be able to go in and I want to not just take a backup of my virtual machine and then restore the entire virtual machine. What I really want is the ability to go in and have a set of tools that says, you know what, let's take this on an application-specific tap.
Yeah.
So I can go in and look at let's say I have that user calls up and says, hey, I deleted this email and it had an attachment. It's no longer in my deleted items folder. I want that back.
Yeah.
Well, I would really like to be able to say, okay, let's open an application that'll mount my backup file, search through my Exchange database, find the mail that I want, and then I want to be able to make that actionable right there. So right-click on it, save it as a message file. Or even better, you know what, just put that back in my Exchange inbox. Or send it using my email account from me as the help desk guy back to the user who wants it. I mean, there's really nothing stopping us from doing that other than some good creative development. And actually, I just told you about Veeam Explorer for Exchange. So
yeah, we don't have to talk about it. The products are great because I think it's one of those things. I think that's amazing, right? Because virtualization had to solve those individual problems. Because that stuff, you're talking about that. And folks, bear in mind, Chris is talking about a virtualized workload. He's not talking about on-premise, because what he just described, you should be able to do on-premise not a problem. But all of a sudden, when you put all that stuff into a VHD file or a VMware file, however you're doing virtualization, it becomes a challenge to reach in and grab that individual piece of the pie out of that data. And it's something they do real well, and they actually did it to the point they're getting the magic quadrant, because it's not the average bear can do inside of that. And then also don't forget that if you need to bring back a whole machine, then that's just, again, it's just a big old file we bring on down, and how long that's going to be, or restore from wherever it's coming from.
And you know, Veeam's got a new version coming out, version 7, sometime in the next 45 days from now.
Oh, awesome. So right around the corner.
Coming quick. One of the things that we're doing in that time frame, we've made a couple of announcements. Everybody asks, hey, can I use tape? And previous to now, the answer's been no. There's been no tape access for Veeam software. So we will get tape access with version 7, meaning you can now take your backups. If you want to run a traditional tape archive system, you can now do that with Veeam. The thing that's really important to me, we're starting to do things, again, related to this kind of hybrid cloud model, one of them being the ability to do what's called WAN acceleration. So I can actually now use software-based WAN accelerators to get data from point to point.
And do it a lot faster.
Much faster.
When we're talking about uploading 20 gigs to the cloud, it's uploading 20 gigs to the cloud.
That's exactly right.
Open up that pipe. You know, they have 56K modems are gone, but a big file is a big file. So that's important when we're starting to do that.
Sure.
But I want to focus on something you said just a second ago. People are still using tape.
Yeah.
What are they still using tape for?
I don't know, and I wish they wouldn't. You know, I think that when we start looking at the way that networks are run, there's this legacy that was built decades ago in most cases, and we continue to do the same things over and over and over, even though, for my money, I'm never using tape. Microsoft introduced great storage solutions that are cheap back with Windows 2008. Yep. Today with 2012, I mean, I can get great storage using, you know, I don't even have to use SCSI anymore.
Yeah,
iSCSI is kind of like, okay, cool if you can afford it, but I can use a standard SAS drive and do fine.
So you think it's more just the general concern of disks versus tape? Or, I mean, I can see it's like, hey, if my only choice is tape versus the cloud, and that's secret, confidential, super secret data, the tape's going to come into place. But, you know, is it just they haven't looked at it, or they haven't decided to make that infrastructure? Or maybe they bought one of those big robotic arm jukebox things. And who wouldn't want
that? I mean,
you've got to have a robotic arm somewhere in your data center.
Yeah, I think somewhere there's a IT administrator just sitting there watching his robot arm pull the tape and put it in and put it back. I, for the life of me, don't know why I would maintain a tape archive today.
Yep.
I know that businesses spend a lot of money building them, maintaining them, but it's one of those things that when I look at it from an architecture perspective, from a cost perspective, from an administration perspective, I just don't see a reason to not tape.
Well, and I think eventually what's going to happen is it's kind of the way VHS tapes are finally starting to slowly fade away.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that media. It was great in its heyday.
Yep.
But, you know, DVD came along, and then all of a sudden DVD is being replaced by Blu-ray, something else. And that's kind of how I look at Windows Server.
Yeah.
We started off with a great platform in 2008. Now 2012, we just entirely changed the game. Where I had customers come up and say, you know what, we're sending back the SAM we just bought because of what you did with tiered storage. We don't have to pay licensing costs for that. It's all built into Windows licensing. So I agree with you. You got to have that tape. And I, you know, standpoint is like, it almost feel like telling somebody, hey, look, if you store up in Azure, it's on tape. Just trust us, right? Because they won't know. They can't get into the data centers anyways. But the fact of the matter is, that's the kind of things that I think we need to educate our customers. Hey, there's a new way of doing things that's going to save your company money and possibly a better strategy. Because I, you know, was a victim of a guy who lost his, bank, got an email from a certain bank that will remain nameless, that hey, your tape was lost, and about 2 months later, as I was getting ready to close on a new house, I had no money in my bank account. Oh, and they had my driver's, no. had my driver's license number, they had my bank account number, and they had everything else. So that's the kind of stuff that I worry about as a customer. Nothing wrong with tape if you're doing now today, folks, but understand, you know, that that's a warning sign to your organization.
Sure. And you know, from my perspective, I look at the changes that Microsoft's made. You mentioned the moves in Windows Server 2012, where we start to really focus on cloud operating system.
Yep.
And we've talked about Windows Azure. You know, for those that don't know it, as you start moving data into an Azure environment, one of the coolest things I think that exists out there is that when I move my data to Windows Azure, there's this kind of automatic duplication of that data, right? I
mean, yep.
You guys do, but what, 3 times minimum?
Yeah, one copy running, 2 copies in the back for the storage, yeah.
If I'm going to build that into my own environment, the cost of doing that alone and the complexity of doing that piece alone is significant, but not in Windows Azure. No. So I really think Microsoft's got great product from a server perspective. You can run it locally. Great in the cloud perspective with Windows Azure, and you're getting benefits that just frankly you're not going to afford from a time or a cost perspective if you build it yourself. So when we look at it from a Veeam perspective, it just makes no sense for us not to include a cloud backend like Windows Azure as the source for our data.
Yeah, and one of the nice things about it, you've approached it from that holistic big idea approach. Mm-hmm. So as much as I love Hyper-V, you do other things. You do you do VMware, you do those other environments, and it's important I want you to use I'm a Microsoft guy, right? I want you guys to use our stuff, but understand protecting that stuff is just as important to me as you using
that's
that
right.
stuff. So when we talk about backup, make sure you're putting them in the right place.
Absolutely.
Well, Chris, it sounds like you got some exciting things. I'll make sure we'll get some links to all that stuff so people can try it, because I think they have some free trials for some of that stuff
as
well. So I'll make sure if you haven't seen some of the Veeam software, I'm a huge fan of it. Highly recommend it. Chris, any party thoughts?
If you haven't been out to the website, messed around with Hyper-V and with Veeam, you really need to try both. I know Matt's got a nice link on his site.
Yep.
His AKAMS links give you the ability to download Windows Server 2012. Use it. It's fantastic. www.veeam.com. Pull down the free trials of Veeam Backup and Replication. Use them. You'll love them. You'll love the way they work.
They're fantastic. I've seen that. So
yep.
With that, say thank you again.